The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, January 20, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel, while speaking Thursday at a meeting with political, government, and business leaders in eastern Bayamo City, said the country's development depends on agricultural production. He noted that the development of the food production sector will boost others, such as industry, and stressed that in this territory, progress is being made, but there is still much work to be done. This is the 12th meeting of the program carried out by Díaz-Canel to check in every province of the nation the actions implemented to face the economic situation of the country. According to the Presidency of the Republic, the meeting was also attended by Prime Minister Manuel Marrero and the Secretary of Organization of the Communist Party of Cuba, Roberto Morales, along with other members of the Council of Ministers. The Cuban president held similar meetings in the provinces of Guantanamo and Santiago de Cuba. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez affirmed that cooperation between the island and the United States in law enforcement benefits both countries. The head of the island's diplomacy released a message on Twitter in which he stressed that bilateral cooperation to confront scourges such as terrorism, illicit trafficking of migrants, and migratory fraud benefits both countries, and that we are committed to it despite the economic blockade and continuous hostility of the U.S. against Cuba. On January 18 and 19, authorities from Cuban and U.S. law enforcement bodies held talks in a climate of respect and professionalism, a press release from Cuba's Ministry of the Interior refers. The Cuban delegation referred to the information and proposals for cooperation transferred to the U.S. authorities and the activities of persons based in that country, identified for their links to terrorism, illegal human trafficking, and other illicit activities. The source adds that the delegations agreed that there are common phenomena associated with illegality that require cooperation and agreed to continue this dialogue and hold other similar technical meetings. Prensa Latina and the Algeria Press Service, APS, signed a cooperation agreement on Thursday aimed at strengthening the existing links and projecting new ways to disseminate the events of their respective countries and regions. Prensa Latina's President Luis Enrique González Acosta and APS General Director Samir Gaid were pleased with the renewal of the agreement at a time when the challenges of information are more worrying due to the proliferation of the so-called fake news in cyberspace. González Acosta praised the long and fruitful relationship between both agencies and expressed his conviction that, in addition to the will of understanding and collaboration, the conditions allow advancement towards ambitious goals in the exchange of services, consultancy, and dissemination. He said that Prensa Latina is working on launching a new service in the Arabic language soon, which will result in positioning its offices in North Africa and the Middle East in general. Samir Gaid announced that APS is also creating the necessary conditions to launch a new service in Spanish to be added to the current broadcast in Arabic, French, and the local language on its websites for national and regional use. Gaid and González Acosta appreciated Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel's recent visit to Algeria and the spirit of increasing ties. And in the international agenda, we have that. The General Secretary of Argentina's Workers' Union, Hugo Yasky, urged to carry out popular mobilizations to support holding a political trial against the members of the Supreme Court of Justice. In statements to the Futurock radio station, the also deputy of the Frente de Todos denounced the links between that body, opposition sectors, and large companies such as Grupo Clarín, and considered it necessary to carry out this process. The alignment between these powers generated the political ban of Vice President Cristina Kirchner and the detention for 7 years of the social leader Milagro Sala, he indicated. At the beginning of this month, President Alberto Fernandez and 11 governors asked to analyze the head of the court, Horacio Rosati, and his colleagues, Carlos Rosenkranz, Juan Carlos Maqueda, and Ricardo Lorenzetti, for poor performance of their duties. Meanwhile, the Colombian government announced 25 measures to urgently address the situation of indigenous children and teenagers in the department of Guaviare due to complaints related to situations of sexual violence. Complaints from the communities indicate that for several years, indigenous children of the Yim and Nukak populations have been sexually exploited in exchange for food, drugs, or money, and they hold members of the security forces and even a U.S. military officer responsible for these acts. In view of this, a special commission of the Colombian Institute of Family Welfare and the presidency visited the area on the instructions of the head of state, Gustavo Petro, and announced the measures to be taken. The presidency of the republic will maintain permanent monitoring and follow-up of the execution of each of the tasks set out in this action plan. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.